presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on stlouiskubotadealers.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Oh, I hate folding sheets.
That's your underwear.
Well, whatever it is, it's a two-man job. Where's Bart?
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
How you doing, folks?
That's a new voice I'm working on.
We're doing great.
That's a new voice I'm working on.
Is it?
Yeah.
What is it? Well, they kind of go.
We're working on voices.
They go together. I'll do it again for him.
How you doing, folks?
We're doing great.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah, I kind of like it.
I have always wanted to do a show.
As a character, the whole show?
Yeah, it's just, every show, a separate show. Like a show that we have on for an hour hosted by, Jim Bob Hargraves. And, you just get old people call in and act like you're... uneducated,
Jim Bob.
Arkansas or something. Here's what it might sound like.
All right.
Go to phones and see who's calling. Who's this?
My name's Ernest.
Ernest, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much. We were sitting around.
You were what? S-H-ing?
No, sitting.
It sounded like you said you were S-H-ing.
Oh, well, that's my accent a little bit.
We can't talk like that.
We were just sitting around here on the porch.
Right, this is not going to do that. I'm not doing this show.
Get out the phone!
I can tell right now this is not. I will tell you, I got an email from somebody named Aunt Nancy, and she said, wow, we could use some levity. How about the lunch lady? So, Dan, maybe you could check her line.
I tried a couple of times.
But you didn't try today. Day.
I haven't tried today, but I have tried a couple of times, and there hasn't been anything there.
Nancy?
But that's not today. No, Nancy. Her name is just Nancy.
You said Aunt Nancy.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, I have an Aunt Nancy.
I need some time. I'm taking Friday off.
Aunt Nancy that called you?
I'm going to take Friday off. Seriously, check and see if it's active, and we'll call the lunch lady today.
All right,
and,
Frank, I'm doing that.
We're not doing that show. And then it's your job to remind me so we don't forget to... honor Nancy's request and call the lunch lady today. That'll be your responsibility. Welcome to the August 13th edition, the day before the SEC network fires up on AT&T UVerse, by the way. The August 13th edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I will take 5 minutes to be serious, and then that's it. If you want to talk about something serious, you can, but I'm only going to do 5 minutes today. It may not even be 5 minutes. Last night when I got home, I normally only check emails in the morning, but I checked emails last night and I got some emails that were so powerful from people who have had suicide in their families or had someone that was on attempted suicide and they saved them, and just really nice thank you emails for discussing depression. And then two not so nice emails. And I'm going to read you without reading the name, just so you get a sense of who all is out there listening. I want to read you this email. And I might add, I wrote this guy back and said, do you mind if I read your email on the air? And he wouldn't respond to me, so I won't mention his name, but I'll read the email. This has to do with talking about Robin Williams and about depression and our discussion about how a lot of people really don't understand. They confuse depression with sadness. Here's what he says with regard to discussing particularly Robin Williams. I'm amazed that you and everybody else are slobbering over yourselves over a dude that was doing drugs and didn't care about being here with the rest of us. How much money did he have personally? Well, I think that if he knew he had a problem, and by all accounts he did, he'd start getting help. I'm sick and tired of everybody drooling and whining over these fools who have everything, and because we're so impressed by the lines they say in a movie, we'll go along with this phony mourning of somebody we didn't even know. I say if you don't have the balls to live, then they should all kill themselves. So that's this listener's answer to the problem of depression, is that all people who suffer from depression should kill themselves. Just thought I would share that with you.
Very sad.
Well, I'm not commenting on it. I'm just reading it. He knows who he is, and he didn't respond to give me permission to use his name, which tells me he might have a good idea that he might be way out there in a very small group of people who feel that way. Do we have anything for the Burke segment?
I do.
Well, you know what? That's good, because I've never told you this, but if we go 2 days in a row with no Burke segment, you both are fired.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I have
that's
something.
That's tough talk.
Good. I have something, too.
Well, yeah. I bet you do now. And I don't mean either one of you. I mean, if nobody has any contribution 2 days in a row, the show's over. Well, oh, I'll still do it. I'll still do it in that hick voice. What do you have there, Peon?
Well, I guess I'll piggyback on kind of what you just mentioned here. I was going to put from time to time, I place audio pieces of some great pearls of wisdom from people like, what's his name? Pat Robertson.
Mm-hmm. And, he's a genius.
Like that.
He's a genius.
So I thought I have a couple pieces here today. First, we'll start with Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
I believe his show from yesterday.
Oh, I saw something on Facebook, and they were calling him an idiot. And
he also commented on the Robin Williams situation.
Okay. Ah,
and essentially, summing it up, he blamed his suicide on his leftist ideology.
Yeah, well, then that's ridiculous. Then most of Hollywood would commit suicide.
Yeah, so I'll just play this segment from his show yesterday.
Okay. Now, what is the left's worldview in general? What is, if you had to attach, not a philosophy, but an attitude to a leftist worldview, it's one of pessimism and darkness.
All left people
sadness.
Are darkness and sadness.
They're never happy, no. Are they? They're always angry about something. No matter what they get, they're always angry. And they are animated in large part by the false promises of America. Because the promises of America are not for everyone, as we see each and every day. I mean, right here, there's a story... Fox News website, do you know, it says right here, that the real reasons that Robin Williams killed himself were he was embarrassed in having to take television roles after a sterling movie career, that he had to take movie roles that were beneath him, sequels and so forth. And he finally had to do television just to get a paycheck because he was in so much financial distress. He'd had some divorces that ripped up his net worth. And he had a big ranch in Napa that he couldn't afford any longer and had to put up for sale. And a house in Tiburon he couldn't afford anymore. This is all what's in the Fox News story.
One unnamed source.
He had it all, but he had nothing.
Right.
Made everybody else laugh, but was miserable inside. I mean, it fits a certain picture or a certain image that the left has. I mean, they talk about low expectations and, this general unhappiness and so forth. And right here it says that it was one of the contributing factors to Robin Williams deciding to kill himself was survivor's guilt. And I read it's in the headline. The survivor's guilt? What survivor's guilt? What? So I read it, and it turns out that three of his closest friends, the story says, three of his closest friends were Christopher Reeve, John Belushi, and Andy Kaufman. And the source, unnamed in the story, said that Robin Williams felt guilty that he was still alive while his three friends had died young and much earlier than he had. They could never get over the guilt that they died and he didn't. Well, that is a constant measurement that is made by political leftists in judging the country. What?
I'm not going to comment on it.
You can't.
I'm not going to comment.
How do you even start
That's
with that?
That's insane.
First of all, when anybody says they know the reason that somebody committed suicide, when they didn't read a note, they never really discussed it with the person. That's just out there. I don't care who it is or what party. That's just, what else do you have?
The second thing I have, another piece of audio. There's a Christian radio host. His name is Rick Wiles.
Mm.
And he decided to talk about the topic of Ebola.
And
so I thought maybe everybody would like to hear his
views. Is this Pat Robertson?
Does he say Ebola is caused from homosexual tendencies?
Well,
I'm not far off.
He does.
Okay.
Here we go.
Now, this Ebola epidemic could become a global pandemic.
He sounds like Pat Robertson.
Yeah. Another name for plague. Hmm? It may be the great attitude adjustment that I believe is coming. Ebola could solve America's problems.
What?
Really?
With atheism, homosexuality, sexual promiscuity, pornography, and abortion.
There it is.
If Ebola becomes a global plague, you better make sure the blood of Jesus is upon you. You better make sure you've been marked by the angels so that you're protected by God.
Wow.
If not, you may be a candidate to meet the Grim Reaper.
Wow.
It may just be what we're looking for.
Wow.
It may save us, Ebola. You know, that business about if you don't know God, you might get Ebola, that's what those snake people say.
Yeah.
That if you know God, you won't get bitten and killed, and then the preacher is bitten and killed.
Well, essentially, he's saying we may need Ebola to come and
kill
a bunch of atheists and kill a bunch of homosexuals and all the pornographers. So, it may just be a good thing. So
I want to thank Peon for finding that stuff and playing it, because there are days when I think, am I crazy?
No, compared to these people, you're actually not.
No.
Now, not compared to them. Yeah, you are crazy. If we just compare you to other radio people. Yeah, even with other radio people, you're crazy, and they're crazy.
But in a different way.
Yeah.
That's.
I just thought
that was interesting.
Pieces of audio.
It's very interesting to me to hear what people have to say. There are lots of people who have a lot to say.
And also have a following. People that will listen to both of those individuals and believe everything they say.
And I'm not going to take a stand on whether or not I like or don't like Rush Limbaugh. This is an isolated incident and statement that you chose to play. I didn't even hear it. I didn't know what you were going to play. Please don't email us. It's 3 minutes out of a whole show. Dan, what do you have?
I have something that...
light, I hope.
It's actually about the Ferguson thing.
No, that's
light.
I know. Yeah, it's light. But I go to counseling, and I was at counseling today, and we were talking about that a little bit.
Now, this is not like camp counseling.
No, not camp counseling. Okay. No. But so we were talking about that a little bit, and she made a very, very good point. And I thought, and she said, whether the cop was wrong or right, the people that are blaming the police department are doing the exact same thing to the police department that they believe other people are doing to them. which is stereotyping, saying if there are one or two or three bad black kids that are out doing something, then everyone looks at the whole black community in a bad light. So they are actually have turned that around and are doing the exact same thing to the police and saying they don't trust their they don't trust the investigation. They don't trust anything about the police or anything. So I just thought that was a poignant good statement that she made.
Okay,
that was it. That was all I had.
We're finished with the heavy stuff. Close the door on the Burke segment.
I can't see anything serious.
What I want to do today, I can't do today.
And the lunch lady is
available.
Is available. So
great. We'll have her today. What I want to do, I can't do, and I'm not going to do. We're going to move on, and that is that I have some incredible information. And if anybody else out there has it too, you're more than welcome to call with it. And let's just say it has to do with, I'll throw this question out. Do you think somebody's past behavior or police record should have any impact on what they might have done recently? I think it's relevant. That's it. I'm going to do a little business. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, take your calls. We're going to have some fun. It is Wednesday. Dr. Doug Pernikoff joins us. If you have a pet, any kind of pet, this is the guy you want to talk to. Ooh, one of the videos somebody sent me. Did you ever see the video of Robin Williams with Coco the gorilla?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. With the sign language?
That was really fun to watch.
And they show Coco just yesterday, I think, and she was sad because they told her that
isn't that the gorilla that has 1,000 different
sign language? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can
understand audio words, audio words.
As too. Close to being human as any gorilla I think has ever been. And it was just I can't describe what it was like to watch him with that
interact,
gorilla.
Yeah. It was neat too. There was a video, it was around a couple places. It was Robin doing a USO tour. And it happened to just a core. He was on stage and 5 o'clock hit where they play Reveille.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, all 500 soldiers that were looking at him all of a sudden turn around and put their back towards him and face the flag as they lowered the flag for the day. And it's funny. So you just hear Reveille play and everybody's silent. And then Robin goes, he wanted to ask somebody what that was, and they told him. He goes, it's so weird to be on stage, and all of a sudden, everybody that's looking at you all of a sudden turns around and looks the other way.
Yeah, that's my great nightmare. That's why I don't like to be on stage, because it wouldn't be Reveille. They just turn around and leave. I wouldn't be at an army base.
It was very funny the way he handled it, though.
There's been enough, more than enough, about him, and now it's time to do other things. And one of those other things, before we take your calls and George and everybody else, if you give us 4 or 5 minutes, please hang on, because we want to talk to you, and we will after the break. Matheny Heating and Cooling, another spectacular day. I wanted to just have the top off in the car, and I say off because it's a Targa top. I just wanted to just keep driving. Just drive. Just go. Just point it somewhere and go. It's that kind of day. Turn the music up. Maybe be a little bit over the speed limit. Just enough to not get pulled over. It's that kind of weather. It's great weather, unless you're Matheny Heating and Cooling. But their time's coming. That time when everybody all of a sudden needs Matheny. Don't become one of those all of a sudden I need them people. Be one of the smart people. Look, some people do. There are lots of people who are smart enough to not wait until they have a heart attack to get the blood pressure checked or to get an EKG or to have their urine debt. I mean, what, are you going to wait till you're 80 to that till it's too late? It's kind of the same thing with your heating and cooling system. What's wrong with having it checked out? And you know how good it feels when they go, everything looks great. You should be good to go for the next blast of hot weather and the cold weather to come, hopefully not as cold as last year. That's a great feeling. It's like the feeling of having a full tank of gas. I filled my car up the other day. I love that feeling, pegged on F, where it doesn't even move for a while. It's so full. I love that because I know that for a while, I'm not going to be running out of gas. I had an oil change yesterday. I love the feeling that oil is golden and fresh, and I'm not running dirty oil. My engine's not going to seize up. And it's a good feeling knowing your heating and cooling system is checked out, especially when it's checked out by Matheny. 72 years. I think they know what they're doing. But you don't just know what you're doing and it sticks and stays that way. You have to retrain people, and they do, because every year newer and different technology comes out, and you need to, just like cars, you need to know how to work on that stuff. My guess is that once you call them, you will never need to ask who to call again. You'll know who to call. St. Louis and St. Charles County, about 98% of St. Charles County. Sorry, Illinois. Maybe one day. 72 years, Matheny Heating and Cooling. Don't worry about the model, the make, the size, commercial, residential. They work on it all. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Phone numbers. com. Let me give you the numbers. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or 888-550-KTRS. Be patient. Hang on. We'll be back. Take your calls. This is the Big 550.
Meet me.
Let's see how traffic looks early on in the rush hour. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, good afternoon. Everything is running pretty well right now. If you're traveling on westbound 40, just a little off the pace between 270 and Mason, it does look like they have the off-ramp closed from westbound 40 at Highway N, and that's due to road work. But that's about the only thing going on. Everything else seems to be moving well. And this traffic report brought to you by DeVry University. Their professors and advisors are with you from start to finish, helping you pursue the career you want. Classes start September 2nd. Visit DeVry.edu. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Green 18!
Get ready. We are just 3 weeks away from Mizzou's first game of the season as the Jackrabbits of South Dakota come to Columbia to take on the Tigers. Get every pass, every play right here on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
How's your teeth? I got an offer for you. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care is welcoming a new dentist into the practice, Dr. Nudak. And Dr. Nudak, for a limited time only, has some extra capacity because she's new and she's starting her business with Bowen Dental Care. So for a limited time, 20% off all new patients that call and see Dr. Nudak. That's an unbelievable deal. Maybe you haven't been to the dentist in a while and you're thinking, you know what, I really need to go. Dr. Nudak will sit you down and take care of you. She's an expert when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, porcelain crowns, veneers, pediatrics, preventative care, you name it, she can handle it. So for the family dentistry, where are you thinking? Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. If you're a longtime customer, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're not, come on over. 20% discount on all new patients. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care, right there on Dunn Road in Florissant, or BowenDentalCare.com.
Men over 40, have you tried the GNC award-winning breakthrough designed to invigorate your body and increase your libido? If you're experiencing weaker drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, you need Nugenix. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named the number one selling men's vitality product. For a limited time, you can enjoy a complimentary bottle by calling 1-800-900-1838. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, stronger drive, improved performance. Be more of the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. Tired of your body not performing like you'd like it to? Experience the award-winning breakthrough, Nugenix. Feel like the best man you can be by calling for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop. But to get your complimentary bottle, you must call now. 1-800-900-1838. That's 1-800-900-1838.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $22 a month.
Call 1-800-919-5667 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-919-5667. 1-800-919-5667. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-842-0748. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-842-0748. That's 1-800-842-0748. Call 1-800-842-0748.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who he knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. I want to give you some great results that some sellers of mine realized this week. One home sold in 5 hours, another in 2 days. It's because we had a plan, a marketing plan that I and the seller executed. That could be your home. Those could be your results. And by the way, one of the homes sold for $15,000 more than list price. Call me, 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. You'll be glad you did.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't heard this in years, and thank goodness.
I don't know if I've ever heard it.
Terrible song. Who is this?
Honeycombs?
There you go. I rest my case. Never heard of them except for one hit. Weird song.
And this wasn't it, was it?
Yeah, this was a hit.
This was their hit?
Yeah. All right, off to the phones we go. 314-969-KTRS. That is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. We welcome our very first caller of the day, George. Hello, George.
Thank you for having me on, Frank.
Well, thank you for listening, and what can we do for you?
Well, I was just wondering, I wanted to put a kind of interesting counterspective to this, and I was wondering, and, you know, like, if a black police officer was in the same situation where they had, like, an incursion with a white fella, and, you know, and he was shot down, you know, because he was violent and everything that,
That has happened.
I wonder if white people would take to the streets in an outrage.
The answer is no, because it's happened, and the answer was no.
Well, see, that's what I was wanting to ask you, Frank, because, I mean, you know, you're up on things and everything like that, but I just wonder, what is it that drives this sort of like a mania to where would white people go and crash and burn their own white people's stores?
All right, you know what? And I'm not going to dwell on this or make the show about this. It's
right,
really heavy. But here's what I'm going to say. I watched a video yesterday of a young black man, and he went on and posted his video explaining that essentially when you white people keep doing what you're doing, this is what you get, and you can expect to keep getting this until you stop doing what you're doing. That was his message. So it's justified.
What are we doing, Frank? I don't understand.
Sending a message. They're sending a message to the man, to white people, to cops. They're sending a message, and the message is leave us alone and stop picking on us and stop this and stop that. That's the message.
Okay,
That's what he said.
I've suspended my business in Ferguson and Florissant and North City just because of this, because it's been going on for a long time, and I don't like the stares, and I don't like the idea, what are you doing here? I'm making money legitimately, okay, but they don't like the idea, so I'm going to stay out of there since St. Louis has become a hot spot, I guess.
All right. You know. George, I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Here's the way I do this show. I don't ask why people call. I'm not driving this. I'm done with this, unless you're not done with it. So I respect whatever it is the callers want to talk about. We don't screen calls here. I get first names, and that's it. I'd like to lighten it up a little, but if this, and these phones are on fire here, and if this is what everybody wants to talk about, we'll try to keep it to a minimum, but I will let you speak. I've never tried to control what people call here, but unless it's just something that's hateful and nasty, and then we'll cut you off. But we don't cut people off very often. Let me ring. Is it Damien? Is that right?
Hey, Frank. How are you?
I'm good, Damien. How are you?
Amen to PM always.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I am going to totally change the subject.
Okay, great.
It was great. I called right when you were doing a Matheny commercial.
And your air conditioning went out right while I was doing it.
Actually, about 18 years ago, and I've been meaning to do this for a while. I was a newlywed, had a toddler. She's 20 now. She was about a year and a half.
Okay.
Old. And luckily, we had a carbon monoxide detector in our brand new home, to us.
Right.
I was at work. It went off. Fire department showed up, evacuated the house, condemned it.
Condemned it?
Yes, because it was dangerous. It was wintertime, and we could not heat our house.
Wow.
And called many, many different people, firms. Like I said, newlywed, starting out in life, had no money. And no one would work with us. All money up front, everything. Got to Matheny. They worked with me.
Now this is 18 years ago.
Yeah, approximately.
Wow.
They and I appreciate it to this day. They let me. They fixed my furnace. Let me make payments, and this was probably right around Thanksgiving time and Christmas time. There was a big old turkey on my doorstep, and I was like, "What is all of this?" And it was from Matheny.
Wow! Now let me make clear to people, to everybody. Don't expect all of you who call Matheny for eating good. You will not all get a turkey on your front step for Thanksgiving.
I understand that, and yes, please make that perfectly clear. But you know what? Knock on wood, I have not needed another service call since then.
Well, get ready. If that system's 18 years old, I got news for you. Your time is coming.
You should have them out to service it.
I know that, and I can guarantee you I will be calling Matheny again when that time comes.
Damien, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Right. And rest of the gang, have a good day.
You too.
Thanks, Damien.
Now, people think may think I'm kidding when I say this. It's not unusual for me to get an email tonight when I get home or in the morning when I read email that says, we didn't get turkey. Hey.
It may have been a special circumstance.
Special circumstances. I believe we are honored to have Steve the conductor on the phone. Hello, Steve.
Hi.
How are you?
I am proud to proclaim that I am Alpha Mike and the Papa Mike.
He's former military.
That's right.
That's the military in him. Steve, what's happening?
Well, first off, you're talking about Reveille. Wasn't that, I thought that was they played to the colors, and then you stood up and you saluted the flag.
Well, he says Reveille.
That's what the soldiers told him.
What's
it
in the
was.
Morning? What do they play in the morning?
That's in the morning. That's Reveille in the morning. That's Reveille.
I thought Reveille was in the morning too.
Yeah,
when the
it
sun
is.
Came up. So I don't know. They play something else in the. They play taps.
It was real long. I don't know what it was. It was like a minute and a half. But that's what the soldiers told him. It was Reveille.
You know what? And I've been out of the service so long. Honest to goodness, I forgot what they play. They play something end of the day too. Is it taps?
To lower the flag.
Is it taps at the end of the day?
No, it wasn't.
It's either
taps.
To the colors of the national anthem.
Okay.
What are the two?
I'm sorry?
It's either to the colors or the national anthem.
Oh, okay,
anthem.
The colors or the national anthem.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Steve. Well, thank you for setting
us
straight.
Well, one more thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You talked the other day about goofing on the mic. They tell the story about this aircraft carrier, and the planes are out, and they're conducting training exercises.
Yeah.
Well, the traffic boy has a live mic on, and he says, that last guy sounded like Elmer Fudd. We all know what happens. A voice comes back. Now we have to be very, very quiet. We are hunting submarines.
All righty. Steve, I would say just keep conducting the orchestra. Okay? Thank you, Steve.
You're most welcome. And, good, and keep up the good work, Frank.
All right. Thank you, Steve. I'm not sure what the good work is, but whatever it is, we'll try to keep it up. And here comes Scott. Hello, Scott.
Well, when the guy told the story about Matheny and the turkey on his front door, I thought Dan had showed up.
What do you mean?
Oh, man. Dan's a turkey.
That hurts. Well, yeah, that cut me deep.
Is that what the heck? You know, it's those meteor showers.
It's a Perseus.
That's what it is. It's the effect of the meteor showers.
Well, the reason I called was the email you read at the beginning of the show. I kind of, so about Robin Williams, I kind of sort of agree with him to the extent that.
You agree that all people who suffer from depression should kill themselves?
No, not to that extreme. However, the fact
and there's
that
always a however in life.
And there's always a however. I do have a family member that suffers from depression and have known people. The thing is, it's treatable. And it's hard to feel sympathy. Obviously, Robin Williams' wife and children lost someone very close to them. But it's especially Robin Williams, had access to the best treatment available.
Yeah, and apparently he was accessing that treatment. He was doing everything he could multiple times.
But there are
that's
also
part of the illness too, where you don't want to. You know, it's hard.
You can't fix everything. You can't heal, or no. The best surgeon in the world sometimes loses a patient. The best therapist sometimes can't save a patient. We don't know. We weren't in his head.
All of the stories just talked about like this about having lost John Belushi. He's been gone 30 years, and it's just none of these stories, again, maybe like the Ferguson thing, we don't have all the answers. None of them seem to talk about what kind of treatment he was going under. Ella said that he was suffering depression.
But that's
years.
That you just said the key. We don't know what treatment. We don't know how hard these people might have tried.
And each person with depression, it's like it's totally different with each individual person.
Let me put you this way. Let me make it personal. All right. And I've talked about this before. I have serious eye issues. Okay. I've seen 12 ophthalmologists in 6 states. All right. It's very painful. I've spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. I'm doing everything I can to find something that will get rid of the pain that I sometimes experience, which is excruciating, especially at night. Now, nobody could ever accuse me of not trying. And the same thing with mental illness. We don't know. We don't know to what extremes people might have gone or how diligently they sought help. We don't know. But sometimes the help's just not there. It's 23 years now, and no doctor has ever been able to fix this. And sometimes I think people who are severely depressed or mentally ill, there's not a fix. It's so serious and so bad that it cannot be fixed.
And you don't want to admit you have depression. I mean, that's part of it, too. You try to hide it. And
I admire anybody who has the guts to say, I have a mental illness, because the peon's right. A lot of people won't even say that. At least he came out and said, I'm sick. I got something wrong with me in my head.
Well, there are two sides, but at least everything I've heard thus far is nobody has brought up what kind of treatment he had been seeking or
exactly. Or nobody has brought up exactly, so we can't judge whether or not he did everything he could do to try to get this out of his head, this demon, this depression. We don't know.
Or did anything. Is the other side of that coin.
I agree with you that sometimes people take themselves out, and I think it's the coward's way out. They just, without a fight or a struggle, okay, I'm out of here. I owe the IRS money. Boom, I'll kill myself. I agree. Sometimes that happens. But I don't know that I can say that I don't know what's in somebody else's head.
All right. Well, at least you're right. You let me speak my piece. I appreciate that.
That's what we're here for. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
It's interesting. No matter, even if you try to get away from this, I'm not going to sit here and shut people down who want to talk about this stuff. I do have to do this. I have to sell some stuff, or we don't have a show. We are off the air. Window World, thank you. By the way, everybody who's got phones are all lit up. And thank you, too, for these donations of $300 to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. Wait till I give you the total. And I'm not where I want to be yet. I've upped the bar for myself and for the show and for you folks. But the day, we'll go till the day, the end of the show, the day before the Radiothon, which is next Thursday, a week from tomorrow. And then that day, Thursday, we'll announce the winner from the pool of $300 donors. Here's the winner in the window department and the winner across the country. And the winner, you know what, I could do it like an award show. Hang on. And the...
We have
the nominees for best-selling replacement window in the United States are. No, that would be for the winner. Then these are nominees.
Oh, these are the nominees. Okay.
The Ajax Window Company, the Copycat Window Company, Castle Hiram Windows Incorporated, and Window World. And the number one selling replacement window in the country is
Big M.
Window World.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I knew it. I knew they'd win. I knew that was going to be the winner.
It's the truth. It's the largest selling replacement window in the United States, Window World. I don't know how they have managed in over 10 years to keep the same price on a window that they also kept the same quality in. I don't know how they did that, but they did it, and they continue to do it. And nobody, apparently no other window company can figure it out either, because they can't do it. They can price their windows the same, but they can't give you the same window. A very charitable, as long as we're talking about charity, a tremendously charitable company, this local franchise of Window World. John Gillette and Jim Lomax have given tremendous amounts of money through Window World Cares to St. Jude Children's Hospital. I know that that's not in itself a reason to do business with them, but hey, it can't hurt to know that. You want your money's worth and the most window you can get for the dollar? I think that would be Window World. You want to know more? WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, things are getting a little heavier now on southbound 270. You're slow between Page down through Manchester and then a little heavy towards Doherty Ferry. We're looking slow on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland, and then from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge, stop-and-go traffic there. Northbound 170, we're slow now between Highway 70 up through Airport Road. Eastbound 270, a little bit of stop-and-go traffic between east of McDonald through 170. And on eastbound 40 downtown, it looks like we're slowing about Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by DeVry University. Their professors and advisors are with you from start to finish, helping you pursue the career you want. Classes start September 2nd. Visit DeVry.edu. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Thursday morning on McGraw Live, I'll have news updates twice an hour to start your day. We catch up with the board meeting for their take on this week's news. Environmental activist Lois Gibbs weighs in on the Westlake landfill. Author Michael Harris on the lack of alone time in today's American society. And we get an update on our friend John Beaver's condition from his doctor. It's McGraw Live, starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
From the Sausage Meister's secret recipes comes the great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Before firing up the barbecue, stop by G&W's full-service meat market for old-fashioned service. If you can't make it to the shop, ask for your favorite G&W sausage in the meat and deli departments of Schnucks, Deerberg's, and Straub's, or your neighborhood meat market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 49 years. Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer.
You can't beat G&W meat.
Shop online at gwsausage.com.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. We've told you about HARP in the past. There are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000. St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on stlouiskubotadealers.com.
Hey, we just had an interesting call. Dan took a call from a listener and said, I could save the entire community by telling the sausage joke. Boy, yeah. I wish that were true.
No kidding.
That were true. But you know what I could do? I could throw this offer out there. If you'll promise, this is risky. if you'll call Dan and leave your name and number and you'll promise to donate $300 to the St. Louis Men's Group Against Charity, and you promise, I'll take it your word. I'll call you at home at night and tell you the sausage joke. There you go.
Uh-oh. We're going to get all sorts of phone calls and emails.
I may regret that. And you know what, though? In my dreams, I'd have to call like 100 people.
Yeah.
It may take me days to do it, but I would do it. AT&T U-verse, tomorrow is the day that we've been talking about for a couple of months. Tomorrow, the SEC Network goes on the air. And if you want to get it, you might want to get AT&T U-verse because not every TV provider will carry the SEC Network. Southeastern Conference, it goes on the air tomorrow, August 14th, which means this season you will have access to 1,000 college sporting events, live sporting events, and that includes 45 football games. You will have the U-verse, AT&T U-verse wireless receiver, which means no connection to an outlet, so you have freedom. You can roam around and move outside with your smartphone or your tablet or pad or whatever. And you'll have the AT&T U-verse Total Home DVR. You record up to 4 shows simultaneously, so you don't miss anything. Watch something live, record 4 other things. It is AT&T U-verse. If you're interested, 877-ONLY-ATT. Or visit an AT&T store or go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors, and there's a website there. And I don't have time for the... We'll go to the legal department after we come back.
All right.
It's 4 o'clock.